Welcome to a Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. From Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Our lesson has to do with redemption in Christ. And the lesson will involve the reading of a number of scriptures on that theme of redemption. We often sing of the redemption that we have in Christ. I know that my Redeemer lives. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Christ the Redeemer died on the cross. Now these are phrases that are familiar to most brethren. Redemption is a frequent biblical term that conveys what God has done for man, something man so desperately needs, and the benefits and the blessings of the spiritual nature that can be ours through Christ. A redeemer is one who is a kinsman, a defender, a protector. He's one who rescues and recovers. He's one who ransoms or buys back. Property can be redeemed, as well as slaves, or something else that may have been placed as collateral. In the Old Testament, God redeemed Israel, bringing them out of Egyptian bondage, rescuing them, defending them. Under the covenant of Christ, our Redeemer and the one that God has provided as the means of our much-needed redemption is Jesus Christ. So let us consider matters related to this redemption that we have in Christ. Those who are in need of redemption are those who are lost in sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again according to the Scriptures. Friend, we are not born guilty of sin as the false doctrine of Calvinism teaches. Rather, as Isaiah 53 and verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. No, we did not come into the world already astray, but by going our own way we have gone astray. In 1 John 3 and verse 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Dearly beloved, an infant has transgressed no law of God. An infant is not guilty of sin. In Luke chapter 19, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is a phrase that says, we sell our souls to Satan by sinning, but Christ came to buy us back. The before and after coming to Christ is presented to us in the book of Ephesians, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now does not this explain how God used Christ to save us and to redeem us from the condemned? Christ is the Redeemer. The angel said to Joseph shortly before the birth of the Lord with reference to Mary, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. In Titus chapter 2, it underscores the truth that Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. We read about a woman named Anna, who recognized him as the Redeemer when she saw him as a child, recorded in Luke 2 and verse 38. And she, coming in at that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Romans 3:24 tells us, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Why was Jesus provided as the Redeemer of mankind from sin? Well, John writes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It was because of the love of God that Jesus is our Redeemer. In Romans chapter 5, 8 and 9, but God commendeth his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. But let us turn our attention more closely on how God provided this redemption through Christ. The price that was paid to buy us back was the blood of his only begotten Son. As noted in Isaiah 53:6, God laid our iniquity on him. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19, for as much as ye know, ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. As the Jews offered a very special animal in their sacrifices for sin, Jesus is presented as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1 and verse 29. In Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. In Revelation 5 and verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Hebrews 9 reads, but Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20 tells us, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And again, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. In Ephesians 1 and verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. In Acts 20 and verse 28, the elders of the church are taught to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Friend, this array of scripture proclaims for all of us to know that God redeems man by and through the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son. His blood was shed at Calvary. Galatians 3 and verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. In John the 19th chapter, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it on a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers, and brake the legs of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith is true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Friend, this has to do with our Lord on the cross, the shedding of his blood, the price paid for our redemption. And to whom is this redemption available? To whom is it offered? It is not a limited atonement to a selected and predestined few, as the false doctrine of Calvinism would teach. God has predestined certain people and things in the bringing about of his scheme of redemption of mankind, to be sure. And God has also predestined a certain class of people that will be redeemed, and a class that will be lost. However, God has left it to each individual to make his own decision into which class he will be. The redemption provided through the grace of God, by his Son, with his shed blood, is available to all who will make that choice and who will be redeemed. In 1 John 2 and verse 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word propitiation, it means atonement. It is the satisfactory payment for sin according to the wisdom of God. Christ died as the propitiation for all. Revelation 20 and verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:17 tells us, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Hebrews 5 and verse 9 says that Christ became the author of salvation to all them that obey him. The opportunity to be redeemed by the blood of Christ is open to all who hear the word, who will believe the word, and who will obey the word. And those who do not do this cannot read one word of hope for their soul in all the pages of the Word of God. Now this being true, we're taught to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, to repent of our sins, to confess our faith in him, and to be baptized into Christ, at which time we're also being baptized into his death, baptized for the remission of sins, and to be saved. For when we're baptized into his death, it is then and there that we come in contact with the ransom price, the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul said there is one baptism, and that is the act of obedience that separates us from the state of being lost and places us into the company of the redeemed. Water baptism, in the name of Christ, enables us to reach his blood, and thereby be raised to walk in newness of life as a new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. What a privilege, what a blessing, that we can be among the redeemed. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.